I thought it might be a good idea to have some tips for including scales as part of any audition. It seems like scales should be such a no-brainer, such a simple thing, but really it's a very important part of any audition. Often they're the first things that are heard, so you're from the very beginning making a positive or negative impression on your judge. They'll listen to quality of sound, mastery, and then sort of just the extra polish. Not only should you have practiced all the scales that might be required, but you should put a little bit of thought into them too, and that's why I'm including these tips. Number one, decide how you're going to play. You need to know what the range is for each of your scales, whether you're playing 2 octaves, 1 octave, or in some cases 3 octaves of scale. You need to have decided in what rhythmic pattern you're going to play your scales. Are you going to have 1/8 note and followed by 16ths? Are you going to do 16ths all the way through, a nice and easy quarter? And you need to decide what your articulation is going to be. Are you going to slur the whole thing, tongue the whole thing, slur one direction and tongue the other? These are all of the considerations that you need to think about when you're deciding how you're going to play each scale. Number two, you need to know where you're going to breathe. I always encourage my students to breathe in a place that musically makes sense, very often after the tonic or after the pitch that's the name of the scale. Whatever the breathing pattern is, though, you need to decide that ahead of time and make sure that your breaths are not detracting from the polished performance of your scales. Know that nerves can really affect the shallowness of your breath because your heart's beating so quickly. So it's especially important to know where you're getting those breaths so that when you're nervous, the breathing pattern doesn't just fly out the window along with your nervousness. The third tip for preparing scales is absolutely stick to your tempo. Through the door or in the warm-up room, you may hear other flutists doing a totally different pattern and a totally different tempo. You need to stick to your plan and make sure that you're playing the scales comfortably and well, but at a tempo that you can truly control. So I hope you found these little tips about preparing scales somewhat helpful. If I can be of help to you, please don't hesitate to contact me either through this website or at my email, flute@mariaharding.com. Happy fluting and good luck!